Gemara says in Daf Hamad Aleph towards the bottom of the Amud that Minyana der Bchir Lemuti Mai. What is the minion of Bchir coming to be Mamai? It's like the Gemara Lemuti Meiser Umefagel. To be Mamai, the cases of Meiser Mamun Chaver and Mefagel, that those are not considered Mazikim. And in fact, the Gemara Velisni, why don't you talk and say them? So the Gemara says, Bishop Mefagel, Bekunchim like a Mairi. Mefagel we don't say because Bekunchim like a Mairi. So what is this case of Mefagel? So Rashi learns Mefagel is Koyin Cheshachat Karbanah Shal Yisrael Chatas Lashem Shlamim. Kain shechta the carbon of Yisrael chatas Hashem shalom. The ena carbon oil lechem is bailav tzarech achim. The carbon is not going to be oil lechem is bailav. You bring a new one, and therefore mefagel is considered a mazik. So luchar Rashi is saying is a pella. The word mefagel b'chol ha tarikula b'chol hashas is not talking about machshavas shal yishma. Pigel means a machshavas chutz zmanu chutz mekayim. A person brings a carbon and he has in mind to eat it chutz zmanu chutz mekayim. That's called pigel. To be mechashev chatas shomim, that's called shaloi lishma. That's not mefagel. So it could be you could include it under the name mefagel. Mefagel might be just a general term for a machshava, which is not proper in kachshim. But why would Rashi go out of his way to say that mefagel means machshava shaloi lishma, which is not the pashas of the word pigel? L'chay should have said kipshute. Mefagel means he's mefagel kar mechaver. He had in mind to bring it chutz zman chutz mekayim. That is what pigel means b'chol hashas. So what's the pshat in Rashi? So the Chasam Sofer over here says that. Could be the pshat is like this. The Gemara says in Zvachim and Daf Chavtesim and Beis that if a person is mechashev b'kachim, he's over on the lav of lo yechashim. There's a lav if a person has a machshavas pigel by kachim, and the Gemara says if you hold lav shem a ma'aser like in lav yitaka get malchus or get malchus for being mechashev b'kachim if the mefagel in a carbon. So he says that if that's the case, the Rashi couldn't learn that we're talking about regular pigel over here because in kain if you want mandam you're going to get malchus, and if you get malchus then you're not going to pay because you're not like in mesham le minochiv tashlumin. So how could the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, "Lefir b'chia, listening. Why don't we say the case of mefagel?" So the answer is very simple. You can't say mefagel because b'plokta lo kamayri, because according to one mandamer, you're never going to have a chiv tashlumin because you always get malchus because of leichashiv and in like a mishalim. So from the fact that the Gemara asks, "Lefir b'chia, we should say this case of mefagel," and the Gemara doesn't answer b'plokta lo kamayri, that's how Rashi knew that we're not talking about the normal mefagel of pigel, which is chutzesmanu chutzemakayim, or even the lav of leichashiv. But rather, we're talking about the case of machshava shaloi lishma, where there is no laichashiv, and therefore there's no shai living like him mishalim. That's how the Chasam Sofer wants to say pshat Rashi, which is lachari apella, because it's true. The Ari Shanim seem to hold that you're not even laichashiv by machshava shaloi lishma, only by machshavas pigel chutz zman chutz makaymai. There is a makam to say like that, but in Shitas Rashi, it seems Rashi didn't hold that way. Lachari, you see from Rashi not like that. Rashi in Zvachim in the beginning in Daf Beis and Beis. Rashi says, you can't be having machshava shal yishma in kachim because kinamina perikshani also lechashav kachim miyalef mikra de leichashav. We learn enough from leichashav. And Rashi over there is talking about machshavas shal yishma, and Rashi says it's nichlan leichashav. So you see clearly the Rashi held that even shal yishma is nichlan leichashav. So if even leishma is nichlan leichashav, so it's hard to kush leduchta. That means that even in shal yishma you have this problem in like a mishalim and it's looked like a mairi. So Rashi's not mavriach anything by saying that we're talking about shaloi lishma, not by pigel. So it's hard to kush leduch, though, why Rashi didn't say the normal case of pigel, which is chutz zman chutz makayma. So that's a ha'ara on the chasam sefer. This does not seem to fit in with Shitas Rashi and Zvachim and Daf Beis and Mabez.